just like y'all now, you know, they can't get any labor done. And so a lot of the property was sold for its taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my father bought some land that sold for its taxes right out here about 8 miles, in about 8 miles from town.
About 8 miles.
About that way we lay. That same land, but he owned hundreds and hundreds of acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just miraculous. He was a lot, and now he was 64 years old when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I don't know how many hundreds of acres he owned.
Well, let me see now. Do you know where your father went to school? Do you know anything about
his age? He went to school. He could read and write. He went to school 3 months after he was married.
Okay.
And after he fought in the war.
Well, now, what about your mother's education? Do you know anything about
Well, she, at that time, she went. I think Mama told you. I imagine about now we used to talk about it. When she could tell me, help me with my geography and things like that, she said your ranking was what would be classified sixth grade then.
Well, did she ever have a job outside of
care for children. She had 12.
Good gracious.
She had a heart and hands both full, didn't she?
She sure did.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, where did your people come from before they came to Georgia, all of them?
Well, as I said, they were put off the boat into then the Carolinas. And that's the way my father and
Well, now, what about your mother's people? Do you know about
Now, my mother's people were out and on any of them. They were out there in the country. I don't know. And it's other than that where they were came right.
Okay.
They all been in Taylor County, all of them.
Well, now, let's see, you said your husband was postmaster.
Yes, sir. 27 years, I think it was 27 years.
Well, did he ever do any other kind of work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. He
was in the marketing business 25 years.
I'll tell you this about him. He was a beautiful character. Got to say something about my family now. I think he never drank, he never smoked or anything like that. Well, my father didn't either. So then when I had children and all, but I didn't have any, I had 7 boys and 2 girls.
Gracious, that's a big family.
I didn't have but 9 myself. And I didn't raise one that smoked or chewed or anything like that, or drinks. Now I thought that was something.
That really was?
Yes.
Was your husband a Methodist too?
Yes. Yes, he was a Methodist first. He was in the church when I married.
Was he older than you?
Yeah, he was 6 years older than I was.
Okay. And where was he born?
He was born in Taylor County.
The whole family.
Yes. He did travel. We did go to different places some. But nothing like people are traveling today.
Mm-hmm. And he never lived outside of Taylor County?
No.
Well, did he go to school in Taylor County? He must have gone to school.
He went to the same school that I did.
And did he go all the way through too?
No, he didn't go all the way through.
How far did he get?
I imagine about the 10th grade, like, what you'd call about the 10th or 11th grade. I don't know, he might have gone, but he was older, you know, so much older than I was.
Now
he didn't graduate, though.
Uh-huh.
I know he didn't graduate.
Well, what about his people? Can you trace them back?
Well, his father, they only had, the mother had just the twins, and one of them died in infancy.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the only one survived in that family.
Well, now, were his parents natives of Taylor County?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know where his grandparents came from?
Talbot County.
Talbot County.